leaders, our great rabbis. One well-known, the Brisker Rebbe of blessed memory, said that they created the state simply to uproot Jews from the Almighty. They made a state which is a base in a movement, a material movement, a nationalistic movement, nothing to do with subservience to God. They stole a land from a people when in the Torah it says thou shalt not steal. They oppressed the people. They tortured and keep on doing this till this day. Oppressing, torturing, banishing, destroying emotionally, physically, a whole people. And more than one people, not only the Palestinian people, the repercussions throughout the world. The wheels of history, that dust on the wheels of history, and they have to be blown away. We don't want them pouring into Palestine. We don't want Tel Aviv to become another low-grade ghetto. They want Jews like us to be burned in Auschwitz. But they know that they must stand up and help these people who are living in inhumane circumstances. And that ultimately, they should be given their freedom and their proud self-rule. And that we can again live Jews together and embrace and live in harmony with our neighbors, the Arabs, the Muslims, the Christians that we did before for hundreds of years. Let us pray for that and do what we can. And ultimately, let us pray for the day when the Almighty will reveal His glory throughout the world, where all humanity will recognize the one God and serve Him in harmony. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.